Time for this morning's Coaches Show, brought to you by Ashton Lloyd of the Griffin Agency and Nationwide Insurance. Ashton Lloyd in 1992, Davidson graduate, can manage all of your home, auto, commercial, and life insurance needs. Call Ashton at 704-696-2424. Head coach Bob McKillop sitting down with us. And coach, I guess if there's a way you wanted this tournament to end, that was pretty darn close to a strong performance.
Yeah, we were knocked to the mat early, and I think they made five of their first six threes. And what we've learned in this tournament is that changing defenses and mixing it up can become a valuable asset of this team. And Kevin Kuick and Will Tony, who had the scout for this, they convinced us that they're going to make threes early, they're going to keep shooting them, and they're not going to shoot them as well after they make them. And, boy, that was the case. And as a result, They did take quite a few of them. They took 35 threes of their 51 shots, which is an extraordinary number. And I think their planning, their defensive game planning, was critical for us.
Let's talk about Kellen's performance, 30 points. He really did it from everywhere at the offensive end.
And impressive because he had a really tough first half shooting the ball. I think he was 0 for 3 or 0 for 4 from the three-point line in the first half. And, you know, he came out in the second half, and the 21 assists is very telling because we made the extra pass consistently. It was 1-3 he took with like 4 minutes to go. We got an offensive rebound. John fought for an offensive rebound, as John always fights. And we kicked it out, and historically we were a dagger team. As soon as the ball is rebounding the offensive glass, we try to push it out to the three and shoot right away. And I yelled, "Hold it, hold it, hold it," and Kellen just shot it. And thankfully it went in.
So talking about ball movement too, creating open looks for you guys offensively, I thought it was as good as it's been all season long.
Yeah, kind of reminiscent of the first two games of the year. And a lot of that had to do with Keyshawn's ability to pass the ball. And, you know, they really got into Peyton the entire game, the entire tournament. And he comes out today with five assists and no turnovers. And that's because he was so crowded. They hugged him so much that he got opportunities to deliver the ball.
I know that Akron, you mentioned early on, they got some threes later on. But for a large portion of this game, probably the middle 20 minutes, you guys really cranked up defensively and were much more aggressive during that long stretch.
Yeah, and the shots they made were all difficult shots. Give them credit. They're a pretty darn good shooting team. Very athletic, incredibly well coached. And this is a good win for us. So we're pleased that so many guys helped us win this game. You know, Rusty comes off the bench, and Will comes off the bench, and both of them gave us some very, very helpful shots and being in the right place offensively and defensively.
We talked this morning, this being a unique situation to tip a game at 7:30 in the morning. Were you impressed with the energy and the effort that these guys had? Because there was a bounce in their step for really the entirety of this game.
You know, the players tell a lot from their pregame walk activities, facial expressions. And you know, we were supposed to have breakfast at 6, and every player was almost completely done with breakfast by 6. So they had been down at 5:45, 5:40, and you know, we're a team that doesn't wake our guys up. You know, they have a sense of accountability of being where they're supposed to be 5 minutes before they're supposed to be there. But today they were there early. Even earlier than ever, and that was an indication to me, hey, these guys are ready.
And finally, Coach, three games here in Hawaii. You open up against Richmond conference play. What are a couple of your biggest takeaways from the time spent here in Honolulu?
Well, I think clearly the fact that we can fight back. We had all three games where we had to fight back, and we almost beat a very good New Mexico State team. We lose to Hawaii on their court that, you know, with 3 minutes to go, it's a 7.2.5 possession game. And then we win this one here by double digits and really in control in the second half. That kind of fight and determination and toughness is going to be so pivotal in the Atlantic 10. The fact that we were able to change and play different defenses was very critical, I think, also. I thought that was very, very good for us to get that experience and the confidence. And I think we also got confidence for our players. I think they're coming out of this tournament feeling good about what they did and how they got better.
Well, Coach, I appreciate it. Merry Christmas to you. Enjoyed spending it a little bit different here on the island.
Well, you know, we had a terrific crowd here, very big home court advantage. Just wonderful to see so many of our family here and so many alums here. There were a big, good number of alums here, and that's a great experience that we were able to share Christmas Day with them in this way.